أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول.
That's the sound that Muslims around the world hear five times a day when it's time to answer the call to prayer, or as it's called in Arabic, the azan. At the Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center in Roxbury, Ayub Ar-Rahman is one of three people who does the call to prayer.
When you chant or say some words glorifying God, intrinsically those words has a tremendous amount of tranquility, peace in it. So the proof will be if you hear it, then you will experience it.
Radio Boston's Paris Alston went recently to speak with Rahman and some of the worshippers at the mosque, and she's in our studio now to tell us all about it. Paris, how's it going?
It's going well, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. So we know this is the month of Ramadan when observant Muslims fast, which means no food or water from sunrise to sunset. What was it like to be there at the mosque?
Yeah, so it was a really nice, spirited, welcoming feeling to be in the mosque. It wasn't my first time visiting there. I've been there before, but I'm not Muslim, so I was still a guest in this house of worship, but I was very welcomed as a guest, and I was offered dates, which is the food that many Muslims eat to traditionally break the fast, and there was generally a good spirit. People were really looking forward to Eid, which is the celebration and the feast marking the end of Ramadan, and that'll be tomorrow.
So you spoke with Ayub Ar-Rahman, who we heard from at the top there. Can you tell us a little bit more about him and what his role at the mosque is?
Yeah, so Ayub is a muassin. That's how he pronounces the word, and that's the word for a person who does the call to prayer. His father was also one in the village in Bangladesh where he was born, so that's how he learned to do the call. And this is volunteer work for Ayub. He works full-time at the Boston Public Health Commission, but he still makes time during the day to come and do the prayer. And for almost 6 or 7 years, he would do all five prayers every day, but eventually both Both he and the center realized that that was quite a bit of time to be dedicating, so they recruited other muassins to come and help him out a bit. But he's so dedicated to doing this that he sold his house in Alston and so that he could move and be closer to the mosque. And he also told me something really interesting about the prayer is that it's going on all the time somewhere in the world. So at daybreak in Indonesia, it's time for the evening call in Boston. So it's just this continuous melodic sound that you hear.
So tell us a little bit more about a muassin. What is that? Who qualifies for that position, and what does the job actually entail?
So a muassin has to be someone who knows how to read Arabic well and who knows the Arabic chant that makes up the call to prayer. And this person has to have a melodic and soothing voice because they're the voice of comfort and the calling of the prayer for many Muslims who attend a certain mosque. And you have to be trained and become certified to do this at a mosque. And there are a few things that go into preparation. I talked to Ayub about that. He describes it as being two parts to being clean, both physically and spiritually. So let's listen to a bit of that.
So we wash our hands, we wash our face, we wash our hands up to our elbow, and we also wash our feet up to our ankle. And then the other important part is your spiritual intention, preparation. You are calling other people to also physically, mentally, and in body come to the prayer space, sacred space. So it is a very important call you are making. This is not the regular call you are calling each other. You are calling for the people to peace and to God, remind them the presence of God in our life. So a Muslim life is shaped and governed by the prayer.
How do you feel about having this responsibility?
I feel very happy and blessed. There are a lot of brothers who would like to also call the azan because it's a very rewarding. And we do it to please, you know, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, for the pleasure of God. So it has a big reward in terms of God rewards for this job, good job. And praise be to Allah, and I do it as a volunteer. So I am His creation, and He is the creator. And if I can call people toward Him, it's a very, very rewarding job.
You can really hear the significance He feels towards that role. Did you get a chance to talk with the worshipers while you were there? How does the prayer resonate with them?
Yeah, so just like Ayub mentioned, the call to prayer is really what Islam is rooted in for many Muslims. And It's how they know it's their time to be with and focus on God. And this is something that helps them get into the right mindset. And I spoke to a young woman named Kiria Maruf, and she describes hearing the azan as a beautiful feeling. And she says that it's her signal to know that prayer is coming and it's time to focus on that.
A lot of people that don't really understand what's being said, like non-Muslims, and they kind of hear it for the first time, they're like always stunned by kind of what they're hearing. So as someone that does understand every word, it's a beautiful feeling because it's different when you're at home and you don't hear that call because you're just at home and you look at the time to pray and you pray. You don't really have that call to prayer at home, especially not being in a country that's not majority Muslim.
I also spoke to a young man named Wahaj Farah. He's just 15 years old, but was a delightful person to speak to. And he mentioned to me that how during Ramadan, when it's time to break the fast, you eat all this food and you sort of get into a food coma. But the prayer can also serve as a time, or at least the prayer after the breaking of the fast can serve as a time for you to recharge and refresh and get ready for another day of fasting.
So the mosque you went to, again, the Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center in Roxbury, it's in a pretty busy area of the city. Do people around there who aren't attending, do they hear the call?
Yes. So Ayuber told me that the call to prayer goes out within about a half mile radius of the mosque. And the mosque had to get permission from the city to be able to play it on its loudspeakers. He says they've never had any complaints, but they did have to stop playing the early morning one because they didn't want to disturb the neighbors who were sleeping. And I spoke to a number of people in the area surrounding the mosque. Most of them had never heard the azan before and weren't really familiar with it. But I did run into a man named Lamar Alexander. He works at the Dunkin' down the street, and he talked about the time that he heard the azan.
I heard it like over the summertime. I mean, it sounded like somebody was singing. At the time, I was working at Madison, and then I seen like all of them going to the same way as I was going. I know it had something to do with them because all of them was like out.
And the them he's referring to, obviously, is the Muslims who were going to answer the call to prayer.
Right.
And he was also talking about Madison Park High School, which is right across the street from the mosque. And he was saying that the prayer is in Arabic, so he doesn't really understand what it means, but he wished that he could.
Unfortunately, anytime we're talking about places of worship these days, I feel like the larger context is the recent attacks that we've seen in places, including mosques, the attack in Christchurch, New Zealand. Is that on people's mind that you spoke to?
Most definitely. And it's sort of complicated because many Muslims want non-Muslims to have a greater understanding of the Islamic faith. And they want to open their doors to visitors so that they can come in and learn more about Islam. But of course, there's a heightened awareness to outsiders, to people coming into the mosque, because you don't always know what people's intentions are. And so this particular mosque has taken heightened security measures, but they're still opening their doors. I also asked Ayuber about this, and he said it's very sad anytime a place of worship is attacked, because that's a sacred space where a person comes to commune directly and personally with God. But he was also looking for the positive.
There is always good after a bad. Yeah. So as a Muslim, we believe that nobody is perfect. So many people have different problems. Sometimes they may react with something and they might be wrong. But it doesn't mean that we hate them. So calling people to peace to God is the best thing you could do.
I love that. That's Radio Boston's Paris Alston. Paris, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Chris Sidorick, and this is Radio Boston.